What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And we have such a great topic today, 9 things that we wish we knew when we were in high school. But before we get into it, we wanted to give a shout out to one of our favorite podcasts. It's the Middle of Somewhere podcast with Chad Daniels and Cy Amundsen. You guys know Cy from him being a guest on Self-Helpless. When was that? At the end of last year?
Yeah, I think so. OCD episode. So
living with OCD. Yeah, he was amazing. We've gotten so many emails from you guys saying that that was really impactful. And they are both so hilarious. Chad has been a guest on Wrists of Fury. And Middle of Somewhere is my favorite comedy podcast. I think it's for everybody. They're best friends. Two hilarious comedians, and they just have the most outrageous stories every week that it's the best. It's the way sometimes you guys write into us and say like, oh, I feel like I'm listening with my friends. That's how I feel now with Middle of Somewhere, where I'm just like, oh, I've gotten to be a guest on Middle of Somewhere as well. So I can't recommend them enough. Go check them out. Yeah, I think you guys will love them.
They're hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into a quotable?
Yes, we shall. Who wants to take it?
Hey, you
I mean,
take
I
it.
Can do it if you guys
do it,
want.
Tay. Do
this
it.
Is from Helpster Alyssa. I mean, ultimately, it's from Gandhi, but it was suggested by Helpster Alyssa.
She was the middle person.
Yes, the middle man on that one. Whatever you do in life will be insignificant, but it is very important that you do it.
Does anybody else feel kind of burned by this quote?
I don't like this.
This is a true quote, but I don't care for it.
You're not my real dad, Gandhi. Back up.
You'll feel very unseen and unheard.
Yeah. This quote feels like me in my darkest moments when I'm just like, none of this matters, but I guess you just have to do it because what else are you going to do?
You know, yeah. I guess you could look at this quote as like, it really takes the pressure off of like, you know, you always build everything up in your head. Like, oh my gosh, I got to be the best this or do this the perfect way or whatever. This really takes the pressure off. Like, listen, it doesn't mean shit. So you might as well do like what you love doing.
Yeah. I mean, here's how I read it. I read it as nothing you do matters, but it's important that you stay busy so you don't focus too much on how insignificant your existence is.
Mm.
Like we're all just trying to keep ourselves busy to not think about the fact that we're dying.
Yeah, so many different approaches with this quote.
I feel bad if it's submitted from a helpster and then we like take a dump on it. So I'm Alyssa.
Thanks a shitload, Alyssa.
Alyssa, we love
you.
Gandhi.
My feelings.
You're great. We have Alyssa with that John
Gandhi
Stockton assist.
Gandhi, you're great.
Gandhi.
But Gandhi, maybe Alyssa. But what if Alyssa also hates this quote and wanted to see how we reacted to it as well?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Perhaps.
That's true.
Because we're very honest with our quote feedback.
Yeah, email us, Alyssa, and tell us if you love this quote or if you hate it.
Yes.
Expand more on it.
Yes, tell us what this quote means to you. And
yes,
there's a different way to look at it, but this kind of bummed me out, not gonna lie.
Yeah, this
here's
is definitely
the thing, though. This quote is like talking to like a scientist where they're like, well, yeah, this is what it is. And you're like, that doesn't make me feel better. And it's like, right. Well, I didn't say it to make you feel better. I said it because it's true.
True. Oh yeah. Very Rorschach test of the quote where it's like, you can see it 50 ways, but.
Right. If you want to submit quotables for the show, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless if you're interested.
Yes.
Shall we dig into this? I'm very curious to just get everybody's like snapshot of like who you were in high school before we kind of dig into everything. Like, I know that there's so many stereotypes, but like, who were you in high school? And like, what did your day-to-day look like?
Tay?
My appearance matched my self-esteem. Like, you know how like people meet me now and they're like, why do you doubt yourself so much? And then I just show them a picture of me in high school and they're like, oh, okay. So yeah, my insides match my outsides. And I was just like really depressed and sad and like lost and figuring it out and didn't really figure anything out until like the tail end of high school. But I was really insecure and shy and sad.
Is this where you were doing a lot of debates and stuff and hanging out?
Mm-hmm,
with
yeah, I did band and speech and debate and mock trial.
That's
speech and debate was in college. I did mock trial and band and drama and like was on my creative writing literary journal.
Mm, okay.
Anything that would make a dick so soft, I was in there.
Somebody just screamed from the background, nerd.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the least attractive activities I would like to go to there?
The Virgin Starter Pack.
Not Get Fucked in High School is the new title of this episode.
Truly.
You know, it'd be a funny promo for this episode is if we each got a copy of our senior photos and like put that with this.
My senior photo was so bad. I was sick on picture day, so I had to go in for like makeup day and I just like didn't even try and it's really bad.
Oh, I can probably have somebody send me a snapshot of a school photo for sure.
I've got one on Facebook, I think. I think it was like my first profile picture was my senior photo.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Oh gosh. Kelsey, what about you? What was your day-to-day like in high school?
I was super, super busy. I was definitely like overstretched in activities as I was in college and now. It just continues on a constant burnout. But I've always liked doing a bunch of things. So I was in sports. I gave up band in eighth grade, but I was tempted to do band. But I don't know a lot of people that do band and sports. Did you?
I did.
You could, oh, really?
Well, yeah. You were also homeschooled, so you could technically do anything.
I know. Before I was homeschooled, I did, and it was too much.
You did, but you can't do marching band in sports.
I did. I did march. Oh,
how?
I did marching band in sports. Yeah.
At the same time?
Rip off your jersey and put on
That's
your...
That's right, baby. Well, I was on drumline and I played basketball and that was...
Oh, those are different seasons.
First year of high school. And
got it.
I don't think we had the band at the basketball games. So it didn't affect me. And if like we had football players also in band, so they would just not be there in the bleachers. They would be playing football, but you know what I mean? So,
but you did you did competitions where you did a whole show.
Yes, we did competitions.
So they would just do that part and then play football.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. It was not, you know, it was a little frowned That's upon, impressive. But you could do it.
Look at you. So yeah, I played basketball and volleyball and I was in leadership class. I was very studious. I was in like the honors classes and really wanted to get the best GPA I could. And I had a boyfriend, my first boyfriend from, was it junior year through senior year? And was just trying to hang out with my friends all the time. I'm one of the very annoying people who actually loved high school. So I'm sorry ahead of time. I know that's...
Kelsey was popular.
I'm saying I'm sorry ahead of time. I know that nobody likes to hear from the person that loved high school, but I loved high school. I did. Of course, there were like shitty times, but in general, like I loved going to the high school dances. I
wish I could zoom in on Taylor's face right now.
No,
I'm really happy for you. I love that for you.
I'm sorry.
I was homeschooled for most of high school, reluctantly. It was not a choice. I worked very hard to get into like my dream high school. It was like getting into college, basically. It was a huge like a submission process and all that. You had to get interviewed, all this kind of stuff. And I got in, and within I think 6 months, I got really, really sick. I started having all kinds of digestive issues. I couldn't get through class without either puking or basically shitting my pants. It was horrible. So I had to take a leave of absence from school, and I ended up kind of really enjoying homeschool, and I got better, and I could have gone back, but I decided to just stick with being homeschooled. But before I left, I was, like Kelsey was mentioning, just overbooked, overscheduled, overloaded, ridiculous. I was getting to school at like 7 a.m. and getting home at like 11:30 at night, just being gone all day, no time for homework, no time for rest or anything. So I would go to school. Right after school would be basketball practice or a game. And then right after basketball practice would be band practice for several hours. So it was too much. And then of course there's like competitions on the weekends and games and stuff like that. So when I left, it was actually a huge like shock to my system because I was forced to stop everything. So that was like the first time in my life that I wasn't involved in a million things because I couldn't be. I was like homeschooled and like healing and trying to get better and figure out what's wrong with me. And then from there, I slowly kind of started doing other things. That's like when I started getting really back into art. I was at home by myself, teaching myself high school. That was my life. It was independent study. I think a lot of people kind of picture like, oh, your mom sits down with you and teaches you stuff. I was doing everything like it was, you know, online basically. So I had a very unconventional high school experience. I would do my homework for about 3 to 4 hours in the morning, and then I would go to my job. So I basically worked pretty close to full time from 16 on as a high school student. So very strange, but that's what I was doing.
Wow.
There's a little peek into the lives.
Oh, weird.
I feel like you probably could have guessed all of those things.
What, about like, me?
No, about all of us.
About all of us.
I feel like that's all like so fitting what we all just said.
Yeah.
Like Kelsey's just like, you know, I'm friends with everybody. And I'm just like, well, you know, it's not... not my favorite. And then Delaney being like, I took my studies into my own hands and I did it from home.
I taught myself algebra.
I was going to say, I feel like Kelsey was probably the most popular out of all of us. Let's be real. But before I left, you know, a more conventional setting, I was like I was kind of friends with like a lot of different, like,
You were really, popular too.
I was not like in a group, like a clique or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like I was part of like
the popular
lots group. Of different. Okay. Shut up. I hate you guys. I was like captain of my volleyball team. And so I was like with like sports people, but then I was in honors hot classes. So I had people. Those friends, huh?
Hot sports people. Everybody knew
who did you hang out with at lunch?
I mean, my friends.
Which one? Who you? That's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, I was friends with everybody. Who did you hang out with at lunch?
my friends.
What did they do?
They were people. I don't know.
But I'm saying, like, did you like float around like every day of the week? You're in a different, when people are like, I didn't have a group. I'm like, what does that mean?
I mean, I had a group. I just meant like I had friends. I feel like I had friends from lots of different groups.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But like, I mean, gotcha. I had my best friends that were my kind of core of best friends. And yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
okay, when people say I didn't
preppy people, whatever you want to picture, you assholes, you know?
No, I'm genuinely confused when people are like, I didn't have a group. I'm like, did you just like popcorn around like the different groups every day of the week? I'm like, I had the same 15, like the same group of like 15 people all through high school. Like we right. ate in the same place all 4 years. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. 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 You know, I had my core group of friends. I will say that I always kind of felt like the, not the dark horse, but like I've said it before on the podcast that my best friends were the ones who were prom queen and homecoming queen or homecoming princesses. Wow. I was never picked for any of those things. My friends were all the ones who got boyfriends early on. I didn't get a boyfriend till later in high school. All my friends' parents were together. I was like, I think the only one of my friends whose parents were divorced. So financially, I was on the much lower end of all my friends. So when I say preppy, it's like, I guess you picture a certain thing, but I wasn't maybe exactly what you picture, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I picture you as like the nice popular girl. Like the girls that were in like the ASB president. I know yes. you weren't, but that's.
Yeah, like in leadership class. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never felt like I had like a big group unless I was like on a sports team and then we were doing basketball stuff together or whatever. I always felt like I had like one or two close friends. I didn't feel like I always had like, oh, these are my 10 people. Or, you know, it was very small, like having a best friend or a few best friends. And then I really didn't feel like I had a group in high school because I was still getting acclimated before I had to leave. And so I was very much like, I had like one close friend and then I was on, you know, I was in sports and drumline.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. That's so cool. That you were in basketball and drumline. That's so cool. Like drumline is like the coolest.
Yeah, you are the coolest. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I love the drumline movie with Nick Cannon. Oh my God. That's one of those movies that if it comes on TBS, that's my day. That's what I'm watching right that moment.
Dude, you know what happened when I was on both things. I was told I could be on both things, but they would be very taxing because this school was like number one in everything and everything, you know, like very focused on that, right? And so I remember the varsity basketball coach coming up to me and basically saying, look, we know, like, I know you're on drumline or in band and stuff, but you're going to have to pick at some point. You're going to have to pick because, you know, we need like your full attention, or you should go have full attention there. And I'm like, I was told I could do both. So I'm just going to do both until somebody, I guess, kicks me off, you know, because I can't pick. I either loved or hated both equally. I still to this day don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't remember because I was just so overwhelmed that I don't really know if I was actually enjoying any of it or if I was just doing it to like tick the box, you know? Okay, another accolade, another thing to put on my college application.
Right.
But yeah. Well, do you guys want to like go in a circle and share our shit or what?
Yeah, let's do that. Del, why don't you kick it off and then Tay, you can go and then I can go.
Okay, so I guess, okay, so the three things I wish I knew in high school, what felt like the worst thing to be happening to me at that time was like being forced to leave high school. Like that felt very traumatizing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I'd have any friends. I didn't know if I would be able to get into college. Like it was so much unknown. And what I wish I would have known is basically that was the best fucking thing that ever happened to me because it showed me that there's more than one way to do things and there's more than one way to get somewhere. And what happened was when I did start applying to college and I, first of all, I had an incredible experience because I was able to do my homework in less than half the time it would have taken me in conventional school. And then I was able to like have a job, like a, like job experience, like pretty significant job experience early on. And I saved a lot of money up for school. And I had a pretty significant savings and stuff. But I think that's where my love of like efficiency comes from because I was like, listen, okay, 8 hours in conventional school or 3 hours at home and it's the same result. That's insane to me. How else, what else could this, you know, be applied to? And not only did I get into my top choice schools, I didn't think I'd get into college because we didn't know anything about homeschool really back then. I got into the top two public universities in the nation that year, and one was a significant scholarship. So I felt like, oh, I still got to the place that I really wanted to go. I just took a very different route to get there. So I wish I would have known it wasn't the end of the world, I guess. You know, if I could talk to my teenage self. The second thing, I really wish I knew that like getting good grades and having a bunch of accolades doesn't make you happy. You know, it doesn't, I wish there was a less emphasis on that. I wish I would have relaxed a little bit more and had more free time. Was way too burnt out and overworked. And that is something I wish I would have been like, hey, just calm down a little bit. You know, why don't you take something off of your plate? Maybe I should have listened to that basketball coach. And you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to leave both of these things. How about that? And then the third one, I put so much pressure on myself to try to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Because there's so much pressure placed on like 18-year-olds to be like, all right, pick a major and, you know, that's what you're going to do and, you know, plan for the rest of your life in the next, you know, year. And I hated that. And I felt so behind and so lost and so confused because I didn't feel like I had a clear direction. I was so all over the place. And I wish I would have known that that's totally okay. It's more than okay. And you can try as many things as you want. And that's part of a figuring it out. It's a huge process of figuring it out. And you can always change. You can always do something different. I still don't know what I'm going to be doing in 5 years. And I kind of love that because I never thought I'd be here. Like, how the fuck did this happen? Right?
Yeah.
So, right. I'm kind of cool with going with the flow. But I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to try to have something tangible early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
What about you, Taylor?
If I could tell myself three things in high school, number one, quit band. You don't like it. You're not good at it. You have been faking it for years. I mean, truly. My dad had a rule because he was a music teacher that we had to do 4 years of band because he goes, you have to learn how to read music because it'll help you with math. It didn't. Oh. Turns out counting to four over and over doesn't do much for you mathematically. So we had to be in band from fifth to eighth grade. And by the time you get to the end of eighth grade, all your fucking friends are in band.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, you kind of feel like, oh, should I stay with my friends or should I go do the thing I actually want to do? Like my best friend who did end up really liking marching band, but she like could have been a cheerleader very easily. Cause it was like, if you could tumble, if you could do backflips and stuff, you were in, and she could. And so she was like deciding whether she was going to become a cheerleader, if she was going to join band. And I was deciding if I was going to do drama or join band, because like for us, like if you did marching band, you literally couldn't do anything else. You couldn't even take an elective because band was your elective.
Right.
And so like, I couldn't even take creative writing for a couple years. I had to like, beg my band director to let me out of band to go take creative writing. It was like so stupid. And I didn't even like it, but I was just so afraid to not be with my friends and branch out that I was like, I'm just going to keep doing this thing that I don't like doing and I have no talent for and I don't practice. Like,
what did you play?
I played clarinet from fifth grade to my sophomore year. And then my sophomore and junior year, I played trumpet.
I don't think I knew about the trumpet.
Yeah.
Because
they needed people to switch to trumpet. I faked it. I barely knew how to play that trumpet. And I didn't know how to play the shows. They were too hard. I would just like, by the end of it, I was marching around fingering it, pretending to play.
Oh my God. I did that once. And my teacher, my band instructor caught me and he yelled at me in class.
What?
Dude,
lucky. They didn't catch on. They didn't know.
I'm sure they did know. And they just took pity on me. Cause like every once in a while he would make us each play each part, but like very rarely did that happen. And thank God it never happened where it was like really bad, but I hated it so much. Mm. And I didn't want to get better at it. And I was too scared to do what I really wanted to do. And then my senior year, I stopped doing band and I did drama and creative writing and mock trial and had like so much fun that year. And I was awesome. Like, I just wasted 3 years doing this other thing. Mm. And I didn't need to. So I wish I'd done that differently. And then number two, I also agree with Delaney. Grades are not as important. My dad was really hard on me and he grounded me if I got B's. And then when I started taking AP classes, he's like, okay, you can get a B in an AP class because it counts as an A. So that was the only way that I was allowed to get a B. So like by the end of high school, I had a 4.1, but like I didn't have like a dream school I wanted to go to. I only applied to one UC and I didn't get into it, weirdly enough.
How is that possible?
I applied to UC Davis and I didn't get in, which was so weird. And then
a 4.1 and not get in. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still have no idea. I was told that wasn't that hard to get into. And I was like, well, okay, well.
They are beating themselves up now. Netflix is Taylor Tomlinson. You could have had her as an alumni, you fools.
Idiots.
I would have dropped out, but it's okay. Whitney and I went to Cal State San Luis Obispo, which is a great school. And then I left there because I was like, there's nowhere to do stand-up. And then I did community college and then I transferred to Cal State San Marcos. And Whitney and I did our first show of the tour at Cal State San Marcos.
Oh, how fun.
Last weekend. It was a drive-in, so it was weird because people are just honking. You can't hear anyone laughing. But I was like, I went here and I showed you. Now I'm yelling at people in the parking lot. But yeah, I mean, I would go back and tell myself, like, chill out. I mean, by my junior year, I was like having a mental breakdown and my dad was like, it's okay if you get B's. And by that point, I was just like, no, it's not. Like, I was like so messed up. So I kind of wish I had been easier on myself, but I also would have been grounded the whole time. So I don't wish that. I do wish that I had just gone to community college. If I could go back, I'd say, just go to community college, save money, live at home. Don't go to San Luis Obispo. You're just going to get there and realize you want to do stand up. And, you know, you could just go to school for way cheaper and work. And I was way happier commuting to community college or Cal State San Marcos and working and like paying for school myself and like not having loans, like that was just a way better fit for me personally. Mm-hmm. So I'd tell myself that, and then stop freaking out that you don't have a boyfriend and your friends do or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. All these guys suck. They're not going to get better.
They're when children. You graduate.
They're children. Oh, you're the coolest bitch here. No, I'm kidding. I felt so like, I just felt so like ugly and like unattractive and just like, nobody's ever going to like me. And then like, as soon as I got to college and kind of like settled into myself, I had a boyfriend and it like wasn't an issue anymore. And I was so stressed out about it for a lot of high school, because I felt like it was some reflection of my worth that I didn't have a boyfriend yet. And I think a lot of girls in high school feel that way. You just feel like you're supposed to, and probably guys too. Like, you feel like you're supposed to have a partner or some sort of romantic entanglement. And yeah, you're a kid. Like, it's fine. You don't need a boyfriend right now. It'll happen. Just chill out. And then you'll have so many boyfriends that your friends will be like, you need to be alone for like 2 minutes. For like 2 minutes, you need to be alone. So, you know.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah.
Well, yes. Piggybacking on that sentiment, Tay, I would tell myself, yeah, relax and don't put a manicure tool in your pussy. Oh, I'm recording at my dad's house right now. I'm visiting home. Sorry. but yeah, like, chill out. The fact that your friends have lost their virginity and are having sex and you haven't yet, it's okay. It'll happen. Don't do a crazy person thing and then go to the emergency room. But, you know, that did give me my first Comedy Central credit. So it's like, well,
I know.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Tragedy into comedy. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then also to piggyback on kind of what you guys were saying with changing careers, did they make you guys take those standardized tests your senior year of where you would probably end up career-wise?
I think so. And I can't even remember what I got.
I can't even remember either, but I just wish they wouldn't do that, or at least like have a huge disclaimer on it that there are so many other careers that you can have that are not on this dumpy little list. You don't have to be like a Lego person that's like, I will be an astronaut. I will be a dentist. Like, there are so many other things, and whatever you test result, whatever your result is, it probably won't be what you are. I don't know. I would love to know the percentage of people who in high school knew what they wanted to do and actually ended up doing that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it'd be,
they didn't even give homeschoolers that test. They were like, these guys are fucked. Forget about them.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's that so test. Funny.
Yeah.
Ask your mom. She's in the kitchen.
Yeah. You'll be living in your parents' basement forever, so we don't have to worry about you.
Yeah. Homeschooled kids are always more successful than everybody else.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm. You see through the matrix.
I haven't met a lot of, I mean, we're going to have a lot more homeschool kids now. That's for sure. After all this, but like, I haven't really met other homeschool kids because it's not like we were all hanging out on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What a weird life you've had, Delaney.
Yeah.
My so self-sufficient.
Another thing I would tell my high school self and encourage any high schoolers listening now, wear sunscreen, stop going to tanning beds, and stop fucking with your skin. Stop feeling like you need to put 50 different astringents on it. And, you know, I loved what Whitney said on her episode where she felt like she was in this war with her skin. And it was like, I'm just going to beat the shit out of it. I'm going to tone it and strip it and all this stuff. And it's like, chill. Just your skin is so young and precious in high school. God, there's so many things I did to it I wish I hadn't. And I mean, tanning beds in particular. I didn't go a ton, but that was kind of the thing in my hometown, was before a dance, before prom or homecoming, the girls would, you'd go to the chini tanning salon, and ugh, just smelled like fucking dead skin and cinnamon cookies and whatever that tanning lotion shit is. Just so gross.
Bedazzled vaginas.
Yeah, with the girls that would put the little dolphin sticker by their like belly button. Oh,
ew. Just
such trash in my hometown. I love it. There were tanning beds where there would be a face shield that would just bake your face.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
That's so horrible.
And now at 31, I'm doing everything I can to combat wrinkles. And I'm just like, oh, you idiot. You 17-year-old idiot. Why were you blasting UV rays onto your little baby face? But
we didn't know.
Oh, we didn't know. But that's,
we were like, sun's good for you.
Vitamin D. Why would I drink Sunny D if I wasn't getting, you know, all that stupid shit. So if there are high schoolers listening and you're doing that, stop.
Oh my God. There's so many things like that. Honestly, I know my turn's over, but like, I would also tell myself, like, wear your fucking retainer, you bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wear it. I spent 3 hours with the dentist yesterday. Ooh. Wear your retainer.
Your teeth will move.
Your teeth will move. Yes. You think they won't? But I wore braces for a year and a half. Fuck you. Wear your retainer.
Yeah.
And you'll lose it. You don't know where to, you can't even try to put it back in now. And stop eating dairy. You like, why does my skin look like this? Because you're eating dairy. Stop eating dairy.
Okay, that's all. Oh, please continue. This is what this episode is for. Any nuggets we have to give people?
I got one. Stop wearing your parents' hand-me-down clothing to school. Stop it. Nobody likes oversized flannels, and you shouldn't either.
This is a moment in the show that we like to go, oh, Delaney, only you did that. That's not advice for anyone else. That's just for you.
Also, that's cool now, I think.
I mean, maybe it would be cool now. I was wearing basketball shorts and my stepmom's oversized flannels. That's not a good look.
Why do you only wear other people's clothes? I'm just confused why you – don't you have any of your own?
You know what's interesting? I feel like, well, this works. I don't need to buy anything now.
You are a strange.
But I have been slowly buying some new things for my wardrobe lately. So, you know, I'm coming into my own style.
We love to see it.
TBD.
TBD.
To be continued.
Yeah, you let us know. And then my last one is a little bit of a serious note, but I know that there have been a handful of people from my graduating class who committed suicide after high school. And actually, now that I say it, maybe one or two while I was in high school. Did you guys experience this at all since high school or while you were in high school? Anybody in your class committing suicide?
Not that I know of. I don't think
car accidents happened.
Yeah.
But
okay.
For anybody.
Okay, so there have been a handful of suicides with my class, and I guess I would say that just a reminder that you never know what somebody's going through, because anytime I heard the news of one of my former classmates committing suicide, I would think, oh, God, like, I'd be so heartbroken, and I would think back to seeing them in high school and thinking, oh, like, maybe they were putting on a brave face. I mean, maybe life was different for them back then, but oftentimes they seemed okay, but kind of quiet, maybe reserved. And I think it's just a reminder that you never know what somebody's going through, and it never hurts to just say hi. That might really help somebody's day, just like a simple act of kindness to them. It just, that's broken my heart over the years to see who has gone through that and been like, oh, I had no idea that they were walking around the same high school halls as I was in that amount of pain, you know? So just a reminder, you never know. You never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry to end it in a dark way.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kelsey.
No, I'm just sorry. So
important
good.
One. Such an important one.
Important one. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like your high school experience, like, has, I mean, obviously it's shaped all of us, but is there one thing in particular that you feel like plays a part in your day to day with your mindset or what you do for fun or what you enjoy or how you approach friendships? Like, has anything that happened in high school carried its way to present day for you in, like, you know, kind of a big way?
I think obviously I went to a few different types of therapy after my mom died when I was a kid, but high school was the first time I actually went to therapy in a way that, like, I was choosing to, and I had specific reason to. I mean, I guess I did before too, but I was just really, really depressed in high school. And when I went to therapy, it helped me so much. And so I'm sure that has carried over into adulthood. And the reason I've been in therapy as an adult, because it helped me so much when I was a teenager. And then, yeah, I think a lot of times when I'm going through a rough patch, I think back to the first few years of high school, and I think about how hard it was for me. And I feel really grateful that things aren't that hard anymore. And so it gives me sort of like a point of comparison that's really valuable for me to just go, you know what, if you at 15 could see yourself now, that would be so comforting to her to know where you were going to end up. And that helps me be grateful for where I am when I'm feeling low or sad or lonely or whatever. It helps me put it in perspective and go, you would be so stoked if you knew where you were going to be back when you were in high school. Think about how sad you were and how you're having panic attacks in the bathroom during class and, like, trying to get good grades, and how, like, every day just bled into the other one, and you were only sleeping like 2 hours a night. Like, you were in such a better place than you were. And that lasted for 3 years. So it's a good reminder. And this goes beyond just high school. I mean, think back to any point in your life that was really difficult, you know, when you're going through something hard, and go, you know what, you got through that, and that feels very far away now, but think about how long that was or how long that felt. And someday this period of your life will be like that too.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Super good.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think my overachieving side has definitely continued on, and that's kind of like for better, for worse. And I'm obviously always trying to figure out a healthy balance with it. I'm happy to be somebody who isn't okay with just okay. You know, like, I always want whatever I'm doing to be the best I can make it, but that does bring a lot of anxiety and maybe a hard relationship with myself, struggling with having self-love, all that. I'm very hard on myself. So it can be good and it can be bad. And also just, I love my friends from home so much, and I'm grateful that that's not really like a lesson, but I'm just so grateful that my best friends are still my best friends. And I don't know, that's something I've always really valued, is if I make a deep connection like that, really continuing to, like, nurture those friendships and It's so nice and rewarding. So yeah.
Awesome. I feel like, I think the thing that I've carried up until this point is that there's always another option. There's always more than one way to do something. And it's so funny because the way I felt when I was like forced to be homeschooled basically because I was not well, how when I kind of got back into I had a day job I didn't like and all that, I think the experience I had knowing that there was another option for me, that helped with the transition of starting my own business and leaving the day job and stuff. And I remember when I was able to leave my day job and then start working from home, I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm back. I'm back in my element again. I'm back being homeschooled. I'm back getting to do what I want, when I want, creating my own schedule, doing things my way. And that felt that just felt better for me. So I think if you're not finding yourself fitting in a box or something that society is telling you to try to fit into, don't fight that. Just let that happen and just accept that about yourself and get curious about that part of yourself. I'm so happy now that I stopped fighting all that, you know?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Have your guys' therapist had you do the thing where you I don't know, I guess this was part of EMDR one time where my therapist was like, what would you say to your, 13-year-old self now? Have you ever done that in therapy where your therapist is like, think about what you would tell yourself when you were a kid, as you are now? What this episode is, but
right.
Yeah.
Just like when you're talking about traumatic events from your childhood.
Yeah, totally. I mean, so much of the work I've been doing in recent times is reconnecting, not necessarily with my teenage self, but more my younger self, mm-hmm. Kind of around time of divorce, 6, 7, stuff like that, and getting more in touch with her and making sure I'm listening to her needs because that voice was kind of pushed down for a long time. So that, mm-hmm. and then also the Artist Way does 2 great activities where it's write a letter from the perspective of your 13-year-old self to your current self. Mm. And write a letter from 85-year-old you to your current self. So past you, future you. And that's such a great exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a teacher in, 8th grade, I think, who had us write letters to ourselves when we were graduating high school. And then she sent them to us in the mail when we actually graduated. But she was reading them and grading us. So nobody really wrote anything that personal. Right. But it's a cool idea. I have kids, I'd love to do that. Just be like, here, write a letter to yourself. I'm not going to read it, I promise. And I'll give it to you in 6 years or something. Because it's just cool to see where you thought you were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Yeah. So where did you guys think you were going to be? I mean, I know we've kind of talked a little bit about Kelsey thought she'll be a math teacher, that kind of stuff. But let's your high school self, what did you think you were going to be doing at this age?
I thought I was going to be writing young adult novels.
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to be doing. I'm like, I just want to wake up every day and have nothing to do but write and write books and be someone who gives 12-year-old girls a place to escape. I just thought I'd be a YA author.
It's cool that you do write. I mean, you are a professional writer and you do give young women a place to escape with your comedy.
Yeah.
You did it. Cool.
You did it. You did it.
Yeah. And Kelsey was going to be a world champion volleyball chef or something else, the backup dancer, extraordinary, something that combines all of your talents into one.
So many weird things. Yeah. But I did think it was going to be a high school math teacher at the high school I went to. And then there was definitely a hard push for a while into think I was going to do culinary school. And I auditioned for the next Food Network star, which if that video were to surface, cremate me, hold a service, I'm done. I'm done forever. I can't come back from it. So humiliating. Had my Kate plus eight haircut. Horrifying.
Love it.
So yeah, I was all over the map before giving in to just telling ye old dick jokes for a living. Here we are. How about you, Del?
I had no idea. That's what terrified me. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I thought when I was a little kid that I would be a professional basketball player.
Precious.
And then at some point I figured, well, maybe I'll be a teacher. So I was kind of along the teacher lines. And then I got voted most likely to be a professional volleyball player in middle school. And I did not play volleyball. So they didn't know who the fuck I was, is what happened.
That is so funny.
They got me confused with some other bitch.
Oh my God.
So confused.
That is so funny. And also like kind of an insult to you where you're like, do my peers literally not know who I am at all?
Whoever was voting for that stuff had not heard of me, or they got confused between some other blonde girl in the same classroom.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That's like something out of Mean Girls. Like yeah. That, I can't believe that is a real life thing. That's hilarious. Oh,
I will try to find the yearbook with the photo and post it.
Please, please find that.
Did
you get a superlative, Tay?
A what?
Isn't that what it's called? A high school, the categories. I thought it was called
superlative. Oh, yeah, I won funniest.
You did?
Oh, that's so cute. I won class clown, but here's the thing. Class clown and funniest are very different. And the way superlatives went in ours was they handed out the voting sheets and then you had to like go turn it in to the ASB office.
Oh.
It wasn't like everybody just voted. So of course, like the most like invested and studious people were gonna vote. So right. It was like all popular people and smart people.
Okay.
And so I got voted funniest, but then they changed it to class clown. So they like, had me in the yearbook with some guy who was just popular as right. the class clown, which I'm like, I'm sure he is. But like, I know people read that and were like, who the fuck is this? Like, I think some people just voted for me because some of my friends were like, she does stand up. And they're like, cool. Like, I
wow. Cause I forgot you started stand up in high school.
So young.
Yeah. I started my junior year of high school.
Were you the only comic in your high school?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. There was no one doing stand up. Not as far as I knew anyway. I mean, there was nowhere you could do stand up.
Right.
Unless your dad was driving you to churches.
That's so cool.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you guys about my high school graduation? AKA a bunch of homeschool kids meeting for the first time.
It was amazing.
An in-person, for the people who wanted to go, it was an in-person graduation in like a banquet room of a hotel. And there was like maybe 40 of us. But the craziest thing was, is that, you know, this program was decent. It was like a distance learning program. So I started meeting everybody and there were actors, junior Olympic athletes, all these people who were homeschooled because they were doing fucking awesome shit. And then that's I was like, so cool. What are you doing?
Like Ariana like, Grande.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I just had sporadic diarrhea. Couldn't go to class anymore. I just didn't know what to do in that moment. Just like, yeah, I got sick and then I just stayed and here I am. This is very uncomfortable.
So funny.
It was either this or wear a diaper. So I just did this. Sorry that I'm not on Nickelodeon.
It was so strange. So strange.
That's so funny. They're like, I already got a job at IBM. You're like, I just have IBS. I'm not sure what everyone else is here for. That is so funny, dude. How many people were in your graduating class, Kelsey?
Fuck. 200?
Really? Okay. I went to a big high school. We had like, I think we had 800 in our graduating class.
Okay.
And so our graduation, you know, looked like something out of a whatever, I think like out of a movie where it was like on the football field and there were a lot of people and everyone was in gowns. And I remember I got to graduation day. I was like, who are all these people?
Wow.
I don't know anyone here.
I could also be wildly off. I'm trying to remember. I'm like, did my high school have like 2,000 kids? Maybe it was a 500 graduating class. I don't remember, but it was a smaller high school. It wasn't that big.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. What fun, you guys.
Oh, fun.
Taylor, you should read the iTunes review because it's about you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, this is from Nikki Narcissism. Love it. I recently found Taylor's stand-up through Netflix and fell in love with her super relatable and brutally honest content. Oh, that's so nice. So I was over the moon when I found this podcast. I don't remember how, but I'm so glad I did. Thank you, Kelsey, Delaney, and Taylor, for talking about the hard stuff while still making us laugh.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Thanks, Nikki. What a nice review. Go leave us that 5-star rating and review on iTunes for a chance to be read on the show.
And we also have an Ask Us Anything question that was submitted by one of our patrons on Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/selfhelpless, that is one of the rewards on there. So this is from Helpster Eddie. And the question is, after COVID, what is your 5-year plan? Do you guys have a 5-year plan?
Eddie.
Dude.
Kicking us in the gut.
Survival. That's my 5-year plan.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like this year has made it so you can't ask people that anymore.
Mm. Right?
You know?
Like, or you feel like an idiot answering. And I feel like a silly child to tell you what I think my 5-year plan is, because it's like, well, we don't know, but
yeah.
We could say what our 5-year hope for our 5-year plan is.
5-year hope is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 5-year hope is good.
There you go. What's your 5-year hope for yourself?
Okay. Year one vaccine. I mean,
yes.
That's number one.
Yes.
Do you guys go by year? What do you guys do?
I always just think at like what at the 5-year mark do you want to be happening?
Same.
Oh.
But Taylor, if you need to break it down by year, that's all you. You do you.
Choose your own adventure, baby.
Yes.
Okay. My internet's breaking up a little bit. Are you guys breaking up at all?
I can hear you, see you fine, but I could tell that you're breaking up for a second, but you're good now.
Okay. You guys are breaking up a little bit for me. So I don't know what's going on. It might be my fault. Yeah, I don't know. In 5 years, I hope I'm touring theaters and I am making a TV show I'm proud of and writing other projects. But first and foremost, I just want to be touring and doing stand-up and be able to have the creative freedom to do whatever I want and beyond career stuff. In 5 years, I would like to be married or with the person I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love that.
Those are all good.
Those are
totally doable and attainable.
Yes.
I hope so. Yeah. It feels like a lot. It feels like I'm asking for a lot.
You're not asking for a lot. That's, I mean, dare I say that may be a 2-year plan for you.
Yeah.
A 1-year plan for you.
I mean, you're doing some of that right now.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. We're in the beginning stages of some of that. The hardest one will be the personal side of things. Weirdly enough. Oh, God. Anyway, what about you guys?
5 years. It's great. 5 years.
Oh, God.
Gonna need the full 5 for the soulmate portion.
I need to file an extension.
I file an extension on my 5-year hope. Thank you.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts from laughing this episode.
Kels, what about you? What's your 5-year
honestly
hope?
Like fucking same as Tay. Like if stand-up is your passion and you're like, I don't know, about as many years in as Tay and I are, that's kind of what you hope. You hope you're touring theaters, you hope you have your show, you hope you're creatively fulfilled, and I hope that this podcast is fucking kicking ass in 5 years. I hope things are great with foosball, and yeah, same on the personal level. Would love to be either married again or with the person that I'd want to end up marrying. And yeah,
I love it. That's great.
My cats are healthy.
I love it.
On a house in 5 years?
Ooh, there we go.
Backyard, something.
Oh, yes. That is number one on my list. I want to be living in a house somewhere tucked away. I don't know where that will be yet, but somewhere peaceful with a backyard and a nice fucking hot, like a nice tub. A nice fucking tub, dude. Because I got my Epsom salts ready and my essential oils. I just need the tub. So a nice home with Cam and Maverick. And I'm so excited to see where my business will be in 5 years. I hope to continue to build it. And I just hope and envision a thriving coaching business on top of maybe some other things. And I'm just going to let those happen. I don't really know where it's taken me, but I'm along for the ride. And podcasts, you know, still going strong. That would be amazing. And that's, you know, just great relationships that I have, and, you know, continuing to strengthen those, and just a lot of peace. Just, I feel like a lot of peace and fulfillment and free time is nice. What I hope for 5 years from now.
I love that you're like, your guys's are so attainable. All you want is a TV show and a soulmate. And then you're like, I'd like a tub and peace. I'd like a tub and some free time. Is that asking a lot? We want a theater tour and the loves of our lives. I'm just looking for just a tub.
Just a tub?
A deep tub.
Nice tub, please. Thank you. Backyard, maybe a spare bedroom for an office.
Patch of grass.
You know what? I want complete freedom. That's what I want. That is a big hope, but like freedom in every way, financial freedom. Everything I'm doing is just, I fucking love it. Every part of my day, I'm like, everything is, that's the goal, is to get everything off of my plate and streamlined, that it's not, you know, if it doesn't light me up, I don't want to be doing it. I want to be showing up, just doing the things that I absolutely love, spending time with the people I love. And yeah.
Nice.
We'll see. We should listen to this in 5 years and see where we're at.
We should.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That'd be weird. Let's do it. You guys have any segments or anything that, you know,
you want to plug? Yeah. We can do some quick. I stood up on the surfboard for the first time.
Oh my gosh. Look at you.
I'm going to be one of those douchey people that does hang loose signs. It was magical. I get it. I get why people get obsessed with surfing. It's as close as you're going to get to riding on a magic carpet. That's the feeling. It's crazy because really? It's the ocean, bruh. Like, yeah. It is a big ass
ocean, bruh.
Yeah.
The wave I caught happened to be the biggest wave of the day. I don't really know how I did it, to be honest. Like, it was my fifth time, so I'm not good enough yet to like be able to repeat whatever I did. I just happened to paddle at the right time, and then you get up. And once you're on top of that wave, it's crazy. It's going so fast, but you're just sitting, you're flying. You're fucking Peter Pan, man. And then you stand up and you ride it all the way. It was just, oh, it was so cool. It was the best. It's so fun.
So cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You have to swallow a lot of gross salt water before anything remotely good happens, but I'm really loving it. I'm telling you, I never in a billion years thought I would be so into surfing, but it's making me really happy. I like it a lot.
That's so I'm cool. Loving this finding yourself montage that Kelsey's
yes.
in.
Yes,
Lord. I'm so here for it. Every time I talk to you, yeah. I feel like I'm watching the best part of a romantic comedy. It's so fun.
Yeah, where she shoots a shotgun.
The gun.
Truly, though.
Yeah.
And you're like, we know who the guy is. He's coming. He's sort of, but it's not yet. But she's getting. It's just the ascension. It's yes. such a good time. And then every time I talk to Delaney, I'm like, we get it. You're yeah. married. It's, we get you're it. Happy. Yeah. That's great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How's Maverick? Still loved you? Great.
Of course. Yeah, lots of highs and lows this year, but surfing's definitely been a high point. So I want to, like, now I've become that person since I never ever thought I would do it. Now I want to convert you guys and teach you guys how to do it. Now I'm
terrified. I am terrified.
But that's the thing. Yeah, that's I don't think anybody could be more terrified than I was. And it's just, it's not what you think. It's not as scary as you think.
I will try it.
I'll try it one time.
Will you try it?
I'll try it.
Yeah, I'll try it. I like boogie boarding.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's easy.
Then you're there. You're there, baby.
Boogie boarding's easy. For people who are too scared to surf.
I like building a sandcastle.
I like driving by the beach.
From a safe distance. Fun. Okay. Let's do that soon.
Okay. Down.
Okay.
Down.
Taylor, do you have a segment?
Oh gosh. We did the first few shows of this tour Whitney and I are doing. And first one was a drive-in, very weird. But appreciate people coming out. And then we did 4 shows in Denver that were all amazing and appreciate people coming to those too. And like, it just feels good to be back on stage and like back on the road and, you know, finding ways to do it safely. And I mean, it's just been such a weird year. And I can't believe it's like, we're kind of coming to the end of it. And I'm experiencing a lot of, growth and a lot of anxiety and, a lot of cool things are happening with my career right now, which is good, but it's also very uncertain. And I do miss stand up a lot. So anybody coming to these shows, just know how much we appreciate it, because stand up is like the best thing in the whole world. So nothing even comes close. Except maybe getting 8 hours of sleep every night. I don't know. That's been pretty great.
Close second. What's my okay? I have a good shit. Good shit segment for any, if this is a new person listening, what? I added to my team. I have hired an operations badass. That is her official title. Her name's Chris. She's amazing and she's absolutely killing it. And I'm just really excited about what's going on with my business and how much it's grown and where it's going. And I celebrated my best month of business I've ever had in my life, which I had to get over a lot of guilt about that, because I felt very uncomfortable celebrating that when we are in such a strange time. But I felt like, you know what? I've been working my ass off for a long time to feel like I was finally in the right place. So Cam and I ordered some dinner and took a moment to celebrate, because Cam's motto is that we celebrate milestones in this house. So he makes me celebrate. And I've started to really enjoy the celebrating those things and taking a moment and pausing to do that, because I didn't used to do that. It is to just keep going to the next thing and not really acknowledge it. So that's my good shit, as I have a wonderful operations person now on my team.
I love that.
We should all, I mean, we all have been having good things happen lately, and we should all celebrate them. Like, we should all go get dinner or something.
Yes, for we real. Should. That would
or
be
Or do
lovely.
Mushrooms.
Or both. Yes,
both.
That would be fun.
I'm down for either. Or we all bust out our instruments from middle school and we do a jam session and put it online.
Dude, oh God. That would be so much fun, actually. I'll just get another pair of drumsticks and get a snare up in this bitch.
I would love to see what you guys can do. Wouldn't that be fun?
That like, would be super fun.
I'm here in Spokane.
I have to buy
right
a clarinet.
Yeah, I know. I decluttered my flute, but we could find a flute and a clarinet. I decluttered my flute. What's your relationship status? I decluttered my flute.
It didn't bring me joy.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yes.
Yeah. Also, quick shout out to the Helpsters who came out to my shows at Helium in Portland 2 weekends ago. You guys were so awesome. It is really fun to be at a time now where when the host goes, all right, you've seen her on the Tonight Show and you know her from her podcast, Self Helpless. As soon as the host says Self Helpless now, there's like a group of people in the crowd. They're like, ah! and it's Helpsters. And I go out on stage now feeling like I've got a weighted blanket of comfort on me. Cause it's like, I feel like there's already people there who are rooting for you. And just, I love having our Helpsters in the audience. So thank you guys so much. Especially for coming out in weird circumstances. It's very nice.
The best people.
Yeah.
I have actually a shout out too. So we aren't using them on this episode because Kelsey is on the road right now, but we got gifted incredible microphones.
Look
that
at those.
We're going to be using for Self-Helpless. You guys, I tested this out. The only reason we're not using them right now is just because all of our audio would sound very different, but when we're all in the same place, they'll be great. So shout out to photosavings.com is the company that gifted these to us. You can find them on Instagram at photo.savings. And they're a company that basically, I guess, distributes like really beautiful audio equipment. And this mic, I think it's called the Blue Spark. Oh my God.
It's gorgeous.
I have been looking for a podcast mic for a long time. I actually bought one that did not work. It was terrible. And I mean, oh my gosh, I can't wait for you guys to try it out. It is freaking gorgeous sounding. Yay. And you guys, we're officially a podcast. We officially
I'm so excited.
We officially have really nice equipment.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Hey. All right. Awesome. Well, this was such a fun episode. I'm glad we did this topic.
This was very fun. Learned a lot. Learned a lot about you ladies.
I love you guys very much.
Love you too.
Love you very much.
All right. And we love you for listening. Talk to you guys soon.
Yes.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self-Helpless. We really appreciate it and would love anything you can do to help the show grow and get the word out. So if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, that helps us move up the iTunes charts. If you can tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody that you think would love the podcast, you can also screenshot an episode and share it in your Instagram, in your Instagram stories. Anything helps. Also, if you want more of the show, if you want bonus episodes, if you want to be able to be more interactive and help choose podcast topics, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy, on Twitter at Kelsey Cook. You can go to my website, kelseycook.com, which has links to my online makeup course. You can listen to my album, Savor It, on Spotify and iTunes. And you can watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. How about you guys? Where can people find you?
You can follow me at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram and Twitter. My website is ttomcomedy.com. And you can watch my 1-hour special streaming on Netflix right now called Quarter Life Crisis.
Awesome. And you can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. That's where you'll find information about my 1-to-1 consulting and my online courses. So basically, if you're a business owner, podcaster, or comedian, and you're looking to either start those things or grow those things, you can reach out to me for more information. I also have an email list at DelaneyFisher.com where I share my favorite tools, tips, treats, and free shit. And then we just want to say a big special thank you to our wonderful editor, Emma Erdbrink, and our fantastic associate producer, Humaira Nawaz.
And you can find everything that we all just mentioned at selfhelplesspodcast.com.